The Africa Report.
So, Kusimiya is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. So, Ku, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abongile, to listeners.
Soku, it's raining in Cape Town, so I don't know. If I was 3 years old right now, I'd have my tongue out and making faces at you and saying, ha, 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 you don't rain in Johannesburg. But fine, I'm not doing that. But let's talk about what makes this Nigerian rapper different from others.
Okay, so I've got a clip for you that I'd like to play, and then we can talk about the clip afterwards.
Some people call me a queen. I'm the only female, northern female rapper here, so they call me the queen. Yo, I go around, bow, what you coming in? I boss around, no one like me. I squeeze them, duke sing the tea. I speak virgin, cause my flows are clean. But like in as woman, they need like lemma. AIBU, okay, they need my translation. Avoid that section that is called.
Kino Kamis is asking if that's you rapping, Soku.
Oh, I wish.
All right, talk to me.
It's not me. You know, this is a Nigerian female rapper. And what makes it different is that she is not like the typical looks that female MCs are, which is what we see now when you think of the Nicki Minajs, when you think of our MCs. Who are dressed, you know, like as sexy as possible. She dresses modestly, you know, she has a Muslim background and she has decided to keep it real. And I think that's what hip hop heads or rap heads always talk about, that you need to keep it authentic. So she dresses the way she lives. I mean, hip hop is about life at the end of the day. And this is what she says, that, you know, she reflects her life. She's Muslim, she dresses modestly, and she's not going to change that just because now she's a rapper, you know? And I think this is what's made her different, and this is what's attracted her to many fans across Nigeria and some parts of West Africa and into other parts or of Muslim-dominated countries, because she's kept it real. She hasn't conformed to the hip-hop standard where you're wearing, cat suits and heels. You know, she raps in her everyday clothes about her everyday life, you know, and this is what rap is about. And, you know, as a Wednesday, I thought let's take a listen to her as our Woman Crush Wednesday, and just show that, you know, there's different sides to music. We don't all have to look the same when we're creating music. Sometimes just being authentic and being yourself is what gathers the momentum and the fan base for you. And this is what we are finding with this lady.
No, look, at the end of the day, you know what? It's always nice seeing, and it's been there, but it's always nice to see ladies doing what has traditional, what would be seen as a male-dominated industry. I mean, yeah, we've got many female rappers out there, but when you hear someone that young already ambitious to get into that industry, it's always wonderful to see.
Yes.
So, thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.